A very good morning, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Ches, Baba Basra 138 P.B., pagination 276, at the bottom of the page, the very last three lines. The Rashbam, which can be found towards the bottom of the page, explains the case, is referring back to the previous discussion that we've had in the Mishnah, Kosev Nechosov Levino La'achar Moso. A person writes his property, gifts his property to his son in a way that's Mehayom Ula'achar Misa, from today and when I die. And we've explained that what that essentially means is that he wants to accomplish a situation that this particular child should inherit this property on his own without having to share it with the other inheritors. He has to do that gift during his lifetime, because after his lifetime, the property is no longer his to be able to gift it to one child exclusively. And he wants to be able to benefit from the produce during his lifetime. So on the one hand, he wants to gift it now, because he's got to gift it during his lifetime. On the other hand, he doesn't want to gift it now, because he would like to still enjoy the produce. So he creates a situation that I would describe as similar to a rental. You have situations where the city might own a building, and they rent it to somebody for 99 years so that the person to whom it is rented might even be rented for a dollar. But the person who is going to be able to use it uses it, but it still fundamentally belongs to the original owner. In this case, as we've explained, we have the reverse situation where the real owner is going to be the son, but for an indefinite period, a very long period of time, the father, obviously in this case free of charge, has retained for himself rights to use the property. And that's our situation. He's Kosev Mehayom Ula'achar Misa, from today until I die. Today, it's his, but I still use it until the person dies, and then it will be the son's in a practical way. So the question that our Mishnah wants to explore is the usage of the fruit, and to whom does the fruit go when the father finally dies? Ho'av tolesh u'ma'achil l'chomi sheyirtza, the Mishnah says. The father is able to detach and give that fruit to eat to anybody that he wants. He can eat it himself. He can give it to other people. It is not limited to a personal usage. You have, for example, a worker, as he's working, is allowed to eat, but he's not allowed to just start picking and selling and doing all kinds of things. It's meant for him to be able to eat while he's working. This father is a very different situation. It's his. He's allowed to pick it. He's allowed to sell it. He's allowed to do whatever he wants. He's retained the produce for himself. Uma shehiniach talush, and whatever he leaves detached at the time that he dies, harehu shel yorshim, is going to go to the inheritors all equally. It's not going to go exclusively to the designated child. And the reason is simple. Because in general, the property of the deceased father is split equally. It is only what has been designated for this child, Mehayom ula'achar misa, that's going to go to this child exclusively. And so, any produce that's been detached is going to be considered the father's already at the time of the passing. And therefore, if it's already the father's, then it gets distributed equally to all of the brothers, all of his sons. Now, there's a wording in the Rashbam that deserves comment here in a significant way, because it does not appear to be the way we paskin. Four lines up from the bottom of the Rashbams, the Rashbam writes, anything that's attached to the property at the time of his passing, even though it is ready to be detached, it belongs to the child who received this special exclusive gift. And I emphasized the critical phrase over here, even if it's ready to be detached. We readily understand that the same way that the Mishnah identified fruit that has been detached as belonging to the father and therefore being distributed equally to all the brothers, the Rashbam is emphasizing the reverse case. What's attached to the ground at the time of the passing belongs to the child who received the gift exclusively, because that has not been detached, and therefore it's part of the property that transfers to him directly based on that gift. However, the Rashbam adds in this phrase, even if it's omed litlosh, even if it's ready to be detached. Now, that's interesting, because ready to be detached is, as we understand it in practical halacha, like the opinion of Reb Shimon, ketalush dami, is considered already detached. And while we might have some logistical discussions at what point is a fruit considered ready to be detached, it might at a certain point be totally ready to be detached, but perhaps still benefiting from its gestation, if you will, on the tree. But whatever that moment is, the way we paskin is ketalush dami, it's considered detached. The Mechaber Siman Reish Nun Zayin Se'if Beis writes, Meso'av v'hiniach peros, the father dies in this case of gifting, and he left fruit. Hamechubarim lekarka harein shel bein, whatever's attached belongs to the son that's been designated. Hayu telushim, but if they were detached, o shehi giyu livatzer, or even if they were ready to be harvested, hareim shel yarshim, they're considered detached, and they fall into the category of what will be distributed equally to all of the inheritors. The Be'er HaGola, for example, tells us, Dekol she'eno tzarech lekarka hareu kitalush, anything that does not need the land anymore to grow is considered detached. And the Be'er HaGra points us to the Rosh, which by us is Simen Mem Gimel. And he tells us, Dekaimel on Kereb Shimon in Perek HaKones, that's Baba Kama Nun Hey Amid Beis, where we have a case where an animal damaged produce in a field, and while it is attached, still growing, there's a very lenient way that we assess the amount of damage. We figure out how much the field was worth before the damage, and how much it's worth less now after the damage. And that's what he pays, and that's a very lenient way on the person who did the damage, or the person whose animal did the damage. Very lenient way, because a field does not change that much in value in its overall big status of how much a field is worth because a few plants have been damaged. Reb Shimon says, Achla peiros gemurim mishalemes peiros gemurim. If the fruit was already finished and ready to be harvested, then you pay harvested fruit. So if he damaged a number of tomato plants, and those tomato plants had enough fruit to fill up a bushel of tomatoes, had we estimated it based on the entire field is worth $100,000, I don't know how much it's going to go down because a few tomato plants were trampled. But if you're talking about a bushel of fruit, that bushel of fruit has a very tangible value on the market and would be at a different rate, at a different value. And based on that paradigm, that concept, that once something is detached or it's ready to be detached, it falls into the same category. Going back to our topic, there could be an entire field that's ready to be detached. And that entire field, according to Reb Shimon, says the Mechaber, would be included in the peiros telushim that are going to be distributed equally to all of the inheritors. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.